have a big expectation with low money customer? Our Ariel Beautifully Enhanced Diamond line may be your answer. With a lifetime fill guarantee and tradability for...
Thank you for holding. You may continue to wait for the next available representative, or you may press 1 now to leave a message, and we will return your call shortly.
There is one call ahead of you.
RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Scott. Can I help you?
Yes, hey, Scott. Is Ann available?
Let me see if I can grab her. Can I ask who's calling?
This is Steve, Atlantic Jewelers.
Hold on.
Thanks for holding. This is Ann.
Yes, hey, Ann. This is Steve, Atlantic Jewelers. How are you?
Good, Steve. How you doing?
Good, good. I just want to let you know that the stones went back to you today. I didn't get back over there on Friday. I'm sorry.
That's not right.
But just wanted to let you know that. And also, you had mentioned to me about a pear-shaped diamond that you had that was a 3.5 carat.
Mm-hmm.
352 JSI2, I believe it was like 22.2.
Yep, let me make sure it's still here. Pear shape. Yes, it is. I do have it.
Okay, if you could send that one out to me, it doesn't have to be for tomorrow, but if you can get it out so I get it this week.
Yeah, it goes out. It'll go out tonight, overnight, for free.
Okay, well, don't send it until tomorrow because I'm closed on Tuesday, but I'll probably be in here working. But if I'm not here, they'll attempt to deliver it on Wednesday if they miss me. So
okay,
I better go on out tomorrow. And also, I've got a customer looking for like a round diamond, but it has to spread about 9.5 millimeters.
Okay.
So I'm looking for something that is a good bluff stone, something that, you know, white, not yellow, on the white side. It could have some inclusions, obviously, but something that's that'll pass like an SI2 type of stone or even an I1 that's a good bluff type of stone.
Do you have, can you go, if it's a GIA, can you go J color that faces up gray?
Yeah, that would work, and it doesn't necessarily even have to be a GIA certed if you had something else. But if that's all you carry, that's what it is.
Yeah, once you get to that size, they typically start to. But let me look. So for instance, this is intriguing too. Like for instance, I have it's a 9.4 millimeter. Would that work?
That probably would work.
All right, I have a 307 that's a JSI2 GIA XXX. Nice discount on it for $24,330.
Okay, $24,000, that's way out of their range. I need something
that's okay.
I probably need something in an I1 or something like that.
Okay, what's your budget, like, around?
You don't even want to know, so...
Okay, so I have, that's okay. I have a 332. Now, this is a non-cert, but it's a JSI3.
Okay.
Are we getting closer?
I think so.
942 millimeter, and that's
$14,782.
And honestly, I probably have a little bit of wiggle room for you.
Okay. I mean, that's what you guys are calling it, a JSI2. Or
yeah. RGG looked at it, and they quoted it. Or they... A JSI3. It's an SI3. But the inclusions aren't horrible. You know what I mean? There's nothing big and black sticking out, and it does face up nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I'm trying to find something I think more in like a $12,000 price range.
That's okay. So I also, can you do $12,782?
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Bear with
just
me.
That this customer is more particular, I think, about the color, really. So.
Then the clarity, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Let me do this. Let me do a little bit of work. I feel like I can move on this 332.
Okay.
So I think I can get you just around 13, maybe even under.
Okay.
Because I know it's been in our inventory, and I just think I could probably talk my owner into pushing it out.
Well, if you want to let me know, and even by tomorrow,
okay,
then maybe send them both out, but definitely the pear shape.
Okay.
Customer wants to take a look at that, so.
And then I'll look in my New York office just to see if there's anything else I-1-ish that would fit the bill a little bit better for you, get maybe a little bit nicer color in there.
Do you ever have anybody that's looking for like larger diamonds, natural only, like in, you know, but bigger, and they don't mind the color so much?
Sure.
You know, I'm talking like an ST color type of stone.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, you know, do you have anything in the 5 to 6 carat that's like an SI1, SI2, but, you know, on the higher color just to get the price?
Yeah.
We
do actually do pretty well with it. Let's see here. Round?
Yes, uh-huh.
Let me just see something here. Round. I'm just going to look in. Round, where are you? It's cushion. Yeah, I have a ton. Usually with those, we'll mount them up in something. Oh, let's see here. 5 carat. It's just, do I have a round? That's what I'm kind of looking for us. I have more in the cushion and the radiant for some reason. Yeah. This is smaller. Let me check, because we actually do have quite a bit in the lower color, but we usually mount it. So I'm going to look at my jewelry.
Well, that's another one you can look into and let me know if you want tomorrow.
Okay. And what's the clarity you're hoping to be at?
Like something like, you know, something that doesn't, you know, something that maybe an SI1, SI2.
Okay. Do you want it certed or does it not
Well, it could be. I mean, that's not...
Okay.
Yeah, I think, you know, with a bigger stone like that, it's probably better that it has some certification on it.
Okay. All right. Let me work my magic, and I will call you back.
Okay.
We'll talk
very
tomorrow.
Good. Okay, Ann. Have a good night. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. What's wrong, Katie?